AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court says it will take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Trump's order says that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not considered American citizens. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down those citizenship restrictions. Birthright citizenship is the first Trump immigration-related policy to reach the Supreme Court for a final ruling. The case will be argued before the Supreme Court in the spring, with a definitive ruling expected by early summer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal agents have made a dozen arrests in Minneapolis in an operation focused on Somali immigrants living unlawfully in the country. But fewer than half of those arrested are Somalis. President Trump said this earlier this week about people from Somalia, including a member of Congress from Minnesota.
We're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage.
Two of the most popular streaming services have agreed to combine. Netflix says it will buy the studio and streaming business of Warner Brothers Discovery for $72 billion. Here's the AP's Wyatt Grantham Phillips.
If the deal goes through, some experts say that consumers could possibly feel price relief in their streaming budgets. A big unknown is whether HBO Max and Netflix would become a mega streamer of sorts. But even if the two remained separate subscriptions, sharing the same parent company could mean more bundle promotions.
Not included in the deal are networks like CNN and Discovery. The nation's freight railroads are going to be able to try to rely more on technology and inspect their tracks less often after the federal government approved their waiver request. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. FIFA gave its new peace prize to President Trump.
Mr. President, this is your prize. This is your peace prize. There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
President Donald Trump has become a close ally of the soccer organization. The peace prize ceremony happened during the 2026 World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center in Washington. It comes after Trump had openly campaigned for the Nobel Peace Prize, which was awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. FIFA President Gianni Infantino had said that he thought Trump should have won the Nobel this year for his efforts to broker a ceasefire in Gaza. Trump spoke when he accepted the award.
The world is a safer place now. The United States 1 year ago was not doing too well. And now I have to say we're the hottest country anywhere in the world, and we're going to keep it that way.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports One. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.